The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades. These broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year and are intended for in-school listening. This morning's story is called The Smallest Angel's Easter.
Hello. I'm the very smallest angel in heaven. The very smallest. It's nearly Easter, and everybody in heaven is preparing for the great day. Except me. I'm too small. Too small to do anything. The mother angels are washing out the clouds, and the boy angels are blowing halos. All of them. Except me. Every time I try to help get heaven ready for Easter, somebody says...
No, very smallest. Let me brush those wings. You'll only ruffle up all the feathers.
Or somebody else says...
Very smallest, you'll only scratch that star. Here, let me polish it. You're much too small.
See how it is? And if I ask if Easter is for all the angels, why can't I help? Somebody says...
Of course Easter is for all the angels, very smallest. It's the day that Christ rises from the dead and comes home to heaven. It's a great and wonderful day, and everything must be perfect for Christ's homecoming.
Then why can't I help? Please, I can fly errands.
But you're the very smallest angel in heaven. Perhaps next Easter. You'd probably get lost in the Milky Way and we'd all have to fly out to find you. There just isn't time, very smallest. I'm sorry. Oh, there, dear, don't cry. Why don't you go find your friend the dog star and play with him?
The dog star?
Yes, the dog star. Here, dry your tears on this bit of cloud and fly off and romp with your friend. I have to fly away and tune the harps before the choir practice. Don't feel very badly, very smallest. Next Easter, you'll be bigger.
Next Christmas. Next Easter. It's never right now. Maybe I'd better go look for the dog star. I wish I could do something to make Christ happier when he comes home to heaven on Easter. I wish I could fly in the parade of the angels or sing in the choir, maybe. I know the words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is that you, very smallest? It sounds...
Isn't my singing good enough, dog star?
Oh, sure, very smallest. Sure, it's good singing. But somehow it doesn't sound like the grown-up angels. But it will someday. Very smallest, when I was a puppy, my barking didn't sound like this. It was kind of a yipping like this. You sound kind of like that. Only not barking, of course.
No, I don't bark, of course.
Well, look, I know it's hard, very smallest, but you'll grow. You're bound to. So come on, cheer up. Let's play. I'm chasing clouds here in the park. I never catch one, but we have lots of fun. Want to help?
No, I don't feel much like playing. I think I'll just sit and watch. You go play.
Well, all right. If you change your mind, just call out. Ready or not, here I come.
I don't feel much like playing anything. I...
Don't feel well, you say?
Oh, hello, Cloud. I didn't see you drift off.
We clouds are pretty quiet, I guess. What's the matter, very smallest? Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick, Cloud. It's just that I want to help with the celebration of Easter when Christ comes home to heaven. But I'm too small.
Too small?
I can't do anything. I thought Easter was for all the angels, not just the middle-sized ones and the big ones. I bet on Earth the very smallest children celebrate Easter. don't they?
Well, yes. Yes, yes, they do. I remember one cloudy, rainy Easter some years back when I was on duty. We clouds were drifting pretty close to Earth that Sunday, and I saw a little of the Earth Children's Easter.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me about it?
Yes, it... Oh, here, dry those eyes on my sleeve here. There, that's better. Now, let's see. Easter on Earth. Well, in some ways, people celebrate much as we do, with prayers and the singing of happy songs. They go to church.
The children? The children, too?
Yes, the children, too. The grown-up angels will let you go with them to heaven's gates on Easter morning, won't they?
Yes, but I can't sing in the choir, and I can't fly in the parade. I can just trail along and watch, and I want to do something. What do the Earth children do?
Oh, they have Easter baskets with colored eggs and grass and candy in them. And some of them have live baby chickens in them. You see, Christ rises from his tomb or grave on Easter, and the egg represents the tomb. So when the baby chick comes out, it's like Christ coming out of the tomb. That's how Easter eggs started. One of the older angels remembered and told me.
In a basket? What's a basket?
A basket is a... Oh, well, here, I'll shape myself into a basket. A handle on top, down in the middle, and up all the way round. There. There. Baskets are shaped like this, and all the candy and eggs and colored grass goes in the middle.
Oh, it must be beautiful, a basket. I wish I was an Earth child instead of an angel.
Very smallest. You mustn't ever say that, ever. Why, to be an angel, to live in heaven, why...
I know. I wouldn't trade places, only... Only sometimes it's very hard to be the smallest angel in heaven, especially at Easter.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Maybe Easter morning. Well, we'll see.
Smallest.
Happy Easter, very smallest.
Wake up, very smallest. It's Easter morning. There isn't much time before we fly to heaven's gates to welcome the risen Christ.
I can go? I can?
Yes, it was decided. So hurry.
Well, let me brush your hair. We've shined your little halo.
Here's a sparkling robe and her Sunday wings.
Why, angels, look. Look here on this side of the cradle.
Oh, what? Annie. Easter basket made out of clouds.
Happy Easter, very smallest. I guess you didn't hear us drift up.
It's beautiful. It's all clouds and colored.
It wasn't easy to do, but we decided we'd try for your Easter.
But how did you... Basket, eggs, grass all colored, and even a white cloud shaped like a...
I'm a rabbit. See my long ears with a pink inside? I sailed down to Earth and brushed a rose petal last night. Enough pink came off for my ears.
We chickens touched the fields of yellow buttercups.
You see, we wanted to make it like a real Easter basket. And all these clouds helped. The colors came from earthing.
I'm playing the green egg. I rolled in some grass last night.
I'm the blue egg. I dipped in a blue, blue lake.
I'm the spotted egg. I found a tiger lily on Earth last night and kissed her.
We're the jelly beans. We drifted through a rainbow for our colors.
It's wonderful. It's the most beautiful Easter basket that ever happened. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Clouds, especially you. You're a lovely basket.
It wasn't much.
It is a very lovely surprise, very smallest. Very nice indeed. But it's getting late.
Oh, yes, hurry.
Let me button on your Sunday wing.
Let me fix your hat.
But my basket.
I'm sorry, dear. You'll have to wait to play with it until we get back.
Hark.
The procession is starting.
Oh, dear, is my halo bright?
It is. Are my wings on tight?
They are. Is my gown just sparkling white?
It is.
Are our harps all tuned just right?
They are.
Then let's fly off
and join the procession.
Follow after, Mary Smallest, and don't get in the way.
Follow after? But they fly so fast. My little wings, I'd never be able to keep up.
I tell you what, Very Smallest, hop in the basket. We'll drift really fast. We'll get you to heaven's gates. There. Now hold on to your halo.
Something besides watch.
Well, are you ready to go back, Very Smallest? Are you?
What? What did you say?
I said, are you ready to start back? The ceremony here at the Golden Gates is over.
I've been thinking.
Yes?
I know my way back, and I don't have to hurry, so I could fly by myself.
I don't understand. We could carry you back.
That's what I'm thinking about. I haven't any fine voice to sing with for Christ. And the only present I could leave him is my Easter basket. It's all I've got.
Oh, I see.
Would you mind? It's just that you're so beautiful. I think he might like you as much as I do. It would be a welcome home present.
Well, if you think we're fine enough.
Oh, so fine. And I thank you so much. You've made it such a happy Easter for me. And now I'll leave you here at the gate. Goodbye. I'm sure he'll like you, even though you're a present from the very smallest angel in heaven.
Smallest, where have you been? We thought you'd miss us.
I was flying back as fast as I could.
Look behind you, Very Smallest.
See? The sky has turned to the brightest gold. So bright we angels can scarcely look.
It's the brightest by the gate.
We sent to ask the meaning of it. It's never happened in our time.
Oh, I can't look.
By the gate. I wonder if my Easter basket has anything to do with it. I wonder.
Listen, I met a very old angel. He said it happened once when he was very young.
Oh, but what does it mean?
When the sky turns to gold so bright, the angels cannot look.
The old angel said it meant that God was very pleased about something. He said the sky turns to gold whenever Christ smiles.
Christ is smiling.
Smiling? Then Christ likes my Easter basket. I did do something after all. Even if I am the very smallest angel in the whole heaven.
You have been listening to the story, The Very Smallest Angel's Easter, an original radio play by Betty Gurley. Heard in the cast were Lynn Summers, Connie Muehlbach, Jerry Gerald, Connie Oppen, and Phil Chambers, all members of the University Radio Guild. Console by Dee Scheinblum, engineer Larry Larson. This program was produced by Don Salper, assistant producer was Jerry Stoff. Listen next week for a story play called Lumpy's Easter on Old Tales and...